Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1210. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and it is Saturday, which is my favorite because it means I get to hear what's on your minds and help out the best I can. And the question I'll be looking at this week comes from a listener who wants to be a good helper and support friends in need. Love that. It's great stuff to take into the new year, so let's look at this question, offer some tips, and optimize your life. I've made a new friend that seems to have a lot of troubles in other areas of life that she regularly asks me for help with. It's not that I mind helping at all, I actually really enjoy it because I can tell she doesn't have many others that would listen. It's just that I'm not sure how to help best or understand what she's telling me about her struggles with other people and events from the past. My question is, how do I be a good helper for this new friend in my life? Very, very nice. Some nice new flair here. It's just so nice to hear from someone who's so enthusiastic about helping out as well. Were it not for the section about you really enjoying helping her, my answer would have been much different. So, good on you for taking the steps to learn how to help this person out as best you can. Well, you hit the nail on the head in a way that most people who want to help others might not realize. It's important for anyone in a helping position at any time to realize not only the value of understanding where others are coming from, but also the challenge that comes in identifying with them and their interpretation of that which they struggle with. That's hard to do because we all have our own interpretations of things, and it can be difficult to support others when they're pursuing something that we would not pursue. That's why offering help can be so frustrating sometimes, even with the best of intentions, because it's easy to spit directions at someone that really reflect our own values rather than theirs, which leads to directions or advice that really isn't helpful to the other person. This rarely is useful unless the circumstances are extreme, so they don't take the help and we find ourselves wondering why and throwing a hissy fit. Nobody wins. So how do we get into the minds of those that we want to help enough to understand where they're coming from, even if we don't agree with it? Well, it starts with what I just said, listening without judgment. So for you, it's letting her have different values than you and trying to support those values rather than reprimanding her. Unless she's out trying to kill people or something and she lives a life you simply cannot get on board with, this should be a good test of your own empathy, thus allowing you to grow as well. And that empathy is exactly what you want to try to show her. Through your own empathy, you can model what giving empathy looks like and encourage her to follow suit through example. Empathy might be the best thing for anyone who's struggling because, you know, with a lot of struggle, it comes a lot of blame, and it's easy to throw blame around at any aspect of the world as a means of deflecting responsibility. So if you can show her empathy, she's in a better position to see where those who have harmed her are coming from, which then puts her in a better position to see and take responsibility for the role she plays, which then allows her to see herself as others might see her. And anyone who can make that realization can have an entirely new perception of life. So I would say these might be your ultimate goals in helping this new friend of yours. And now what we'll talk about is how to reach them and some things you can do when actually interacting with this friend of yours. Both of us actually have already alluded to the fact that it can be difficult to understand other people, especially when they're only sharing their unique interpretations about that which is happening to them. So although you want to connect and understand this person and their values, the trick is that you also want to stay disconnected enough to form your own interpretations as they're sharing theirs. Of course, we'll all put our own spins on life's happenings through our own lenses, and your lens is important to take notice of because you'll be apt to seeing a side of her that she might not. Notice how she interacts with you and the impressions you get of her rather than trying to dig deep into her stories about others or understand her past. Because the impression that you get is the side of her others likely see and therefore is the side of her that's best for her to take responsibility for. Dare I say, pay more attention to the moment-to-moment interactions with her than you do her stories. This will help you stay present and speak from truth that you know rather than latching on to whatever she says and not considering other sides of her stories. This gives you a lot of concrete evidence to work with, evidence that you can discuss with her, as it's probably not something that she'll realize she's doing. So pay attention to the things she brings up and how she brings them up. Make your help for her continuous by revisiting these things if you feel they might correlate with certain struggles she faces. What has she brought up already, maybe in the first time she opened up to you, that it's clear she wants or needs to focus on and could be the spine supporting these other struggles? And how might other people involved have different perceptions? Are there other sides of her that might need to come out for her problems to be assuaged? These useful questions and others like them only make themselves available if your support for her is rooted in neutrality rather than assuming she's speaking the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's not to say that your ability to help her lessens the closer you get with her. It just means that one of the best ways to help others is to help them see things they might be overlooking. If you're able to observe her as much as you listen to her and understand that her side of things is only one side, you'll likely find you have a lot more information, aka fuel, to help her than you realize. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. Okay, everyone, and before we wrap up, this episode has inspired me a little bit to recommend a book for whomever found today's question and answer to be important or inspiring. So it's a book called The Gift of Therapy by Irvin Yalom. It's tailored mostly for therapists, but it's an enjoyable read for anyone, and it covers a lot of what I discussed here today and much, much more. So check it out if you'd like. Again, it is called The Gift of Therapy. And also know that we are happy to take all of your questions here on the show, so don't be afraid to submit yours by email at advice@oldpodcast.com. That's advice@oldpodcast.com. That'll about do it, though, friends. Thank you for coming, and I sure hope you will be here for the next one tomorrow, where I will have a couple of short posts from Rosalind Palmer. That's where your optimal life awaits.